actually part of the grit process, you know, to enclose and better protect the equipment. This is the way I looked at it on this request, you know. But we have had actual building requests, and that not an argument, but short debates on whether that would be a capital improvement or not. And you know, it's a building's ability to better protect equipment as far as giving them ample space to store inventory items, stuff like that in, but that hasn't never really come in the form of an agreement such as this. It kind of is kind of incorporated into the process equipment in a way. It's not a very big building either.
25 by 30 or something like that, yeah. I don't remember.
These dollars are set aside for to help in the sewer sales tax process to help the entities. We buy pumps, we buy, we do all sorts of things that makes the operation work as a whole. When they do a project, John, is what I'm saying is, like, if you had a treatment plan or you had something that you're doing that involves the structure to make the project work, I can see that. Where it's already existing, where your sewer treatment plant's already existing, and you build a structure on that and the dollars to be spent, where upon that does this the city's responsibility lie?
Yeah.
And I might be all wrong about it. I'm just saying that I have my own ideas about the way these sewer sales tax dollars should be spent. And we help multiple cases. We've been a great partner with the city of Hollister and the city of Forsyth and Branson. And it's just, where does this leave us budget wise? Does it stretch out for this year? As you read, it probably will run into next year's budget.
Well, that's the what I'm running into now with the requests coming in at this time of year and their ability to finish those within the money that the commission has budgeted for this year. With the money that the commission's budgeted for this year, this would, out of the $4 million, it would bring the total left in that account down to $292,000. So we'd still have that left. But that's what I'm running into with some of these projects, and I've got one from Rockaway coming up that I know the commission has not approved the 2017 budget yet, and we haven't really even talked about what we want to do next year as far as these projects are concerned yet. Some of these could extend into that, so I didn't know what the commission's thoughts are on those projects. Should we stop any approval of any future projects until next year for those that we know are going to extend into 17, which there's not actually a budget created yet for? There hasn't been any discussion yet.
I guess it runs into the amount of money on the budget. It runs into what my question about the structural facility. The other thing is it to be taken out of a contingency? I see we have another one, a funding agreement right below this one.
Yeah, these would come out of the budget line that was dedicated for the incorporated areas. 780-50-10, I believe, is the budget line itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We have money in there.
I'm not doing my due diligence without asking these questions.
Oh, I'm with you 100%. No, I agree.
Just want to make sure that
well, the money as far as the $4 million that the commission approved for 16 is in there to cover the projects.
Okay.
We actually had some savings on some other projects, and that's kind of brought that amount back up a little bit. But this project could extend into 17. Now, they're going to try to get it done and get everybody paid before this budget year is complete, but I just wanted you to know that. is that there was a question whether we could complete that this year or not. And I didn't, like I said, I got one coming in from Rockaway, and I don't want to put the commission in a position to, you know, approve something for next year's budget when we haven't even really talked about where we want to go with that yet. As a, you know, as the projects that we've had submitted for consideration next year, so on and so forth.
You've been taking care of this, John, for us on the Rockaway emergency situation. Some of these other projects aren't emergency situations. What my concern is, and maybe I should have the dollar amounts in front of me from those, but we don't have them. And I'm asking you, do you think with what Rockaway situation, with the emergency part of it, is it going to run us? And I think the commission agreed that we're willing to fix that problem at whatever cost it took to get it fixed. And is it going to run? Are these smaller projects that can't be done possibly this year, can they be put off till next year on next year's budget in 2017? Then they could be approved easily.
That was my recommendation for those that's coming that we know for sure won't make it this year, is that we just address those next year.
Is this going to be an extension, is what you're saying there, you read a while ago?
This one could be. They could come back and ask for an extension. I don't know, Travis, what do you think? I mean, we're going at it that they're saying that they'll have this completed by December 31st. I don't know. I think that's questionable, that they'll have all the engineering done, the invoice is submitted, and we get go through the reimbursement, which Shannon, she works really great with that. It goes by pretty quickly, but whereas it is a concern whether we'll have that all buttoned up by the time December 31st comes around.
And I agree with that. I think it's going to be the design and everything. We can have all that done. But I think your guys' cutoff's like December 14th or something, and the way our invoicing runs, we're usually a month behind. Getting all the invoices, paperwork done is going to be pushing it. I mean, the work, I think, will be done, for sure. It's just if all the paperwork gets done by December 31st, so.
You still push it off 2.5 months just because of that. You said Forsyth has one?
No, we got another one here for Hollister, which.
They have a good system.
They have a good
yes.
They have a building?
That one's a little bit different type of system, a smaller system. It doesn't have.
So it doesn't need a building?
Brandon, it's kind of hard for me to explain this. We did the, and I use the terminology as a sludge burner over there, which has a building facility, but that went through a long process and approval by the county commission to be a partner in that structure. Mm-hmm. And there is a structure there, and those monies were used through grant monies to get it done. What I'm saying is when we reach the point where we have emergency situations and we have to look at, I'm not past getting this done if it's proper to do it. I'm not past, but is the sewer sales tax dollars that we have budgeted for this year, is there better use of those funds other than that of a building?
John, is there a better use for those funds for this year?
Not currently before me. I mean, the grit removal system is a great addition to the Hollister treatment facility. Grit removal, grit itself in general. City of Branson has grit removal facilities. Forsyth just employed equipment to remove grit. Grit is your foremost
purification.
Well, it's your foremost entity or material within the wastewater process that wears, premature equipment failures, it wears your pump impellers down. Just the grit, the limestone rock we have, is just it's just inherent to our wastewater, the characteristics of our wastewater, and it's very damaging to a treatment facility. This will be a great benefit to Hollister. It seriously will be. I mean, removing the grit will take those abrasives out of the waste stream, and therefore will allow their equipment to last longer and should help their operations overall and cut down their cost, which their cost also affects the cost to the regional sewer district and College of the Ozarks and the other entities that share in the cost to maintain and keep that treatment plant operating. So this is an important project to Hollister and the other communities, I mean, as far as prolonging the life of the equipment and stuff. Right now before me, I know I'm going to have some other agreements from Rockaway Beach. Are they more important than this? I would say that to them and in their respect, they're probably just as important when you look at it from their point of view. The wastewater facility at Rockaway Beach is running. It's meeting discharge limits. So right now I think the county's done their due diligence to try to get that plant back on its feet. But they are going to be coming before the commission requesting some additional things. But they're not here yet. So,
simple question. I'm going to say yes or no to.
Okay.
Is this, these requests, are they going to run us over the $4 million budget that was set aside?
No.
And if they're not, I'm going to vote for it this time. But I'm going to ask some serious questions when I see the structures for sure district.
Yeah.
But if those, if it doesn't run us over the $4 million that we budgeted for the entities,
mm-hmm.
well, then I'll be...
Yep.
I'll vote for it.
Okay.
I'm using your...
I've got my spreadsheet. And
you're on the line. You know
I look at that several times a day, you know, and I don't have the authority to spend any more than that $4 million unless the commission would approve that. But based on the savings we've seen on past projects and where we're at now with what's already been obligated, if we approve these projects, we'll have $292,000 still remaining in that fund. And my only question was is that this may extend into 17, and how did the commission feel about that? Can we carry these funds over in the budgetary process, you know, to cover that to where it won't impact your thoughts for the 17? I didn't know where we want to go with that.
I'm sure we'll look to you and say, hey, what's still hanging out there that's not been...
Yeah.
So we'll ask you that question at that time, and then we'll add that on to whatever we approve for that.
Gotcha. I just wanted to make you aware of that, but no, this, I mean, believe me, if it was going to exceed the $4 million, you know, we would be having that talk that, hey, we're over the $4 million, and the incorporated areas would be made aware of that and everything that we're shut down until I would get a nod from the commission on how you want me to handle that, but.
And on the building part of it, I would just say, too, on the biosolids project you talked about, what the county commission paid for was basically a metal building. You know, I don't want to say as cheap as we could get it, but just a metal building that would protect the equipment, kind of bottom line. The city of Branson wanted it to be a nice block building, mesh rest of their plant, so they kicked in the extra money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the same situation here. This Hollister building's just a metal building. If they want to make it nicer... But right now, that's not the plan. It's just going to be a basic metal building. It's not anything elaborate that we're trying to do anything special with. It's just to protect the equipment.
Move to approve the City of Hollister funding agreement for the wastewater treatment facility grit removal system.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Yes.
City of Hollister funding agreement for wastewater treatment facility, anaerobic basin upgrade.
Yeah, this is thank you. This is another funding agreement submitted by City of Hollister. It's in regards to the wastewater treatment facility anaerobic basin. City of Hollister is requesting the approval of the funding agreement, and the amount being requested through this agreement is $43,598.50. This amount will cover the cost incurred by the city to purchase and install two diverter gate assemblies and two actuators for the treatment facilities. Anaerobic basin. This replacement is necessary due to the condition of the existing equipment, which is worn out due to age and use. The amount of the The funding agreement is based on bids received by the city for the material and work plus a 10% contingency.